is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, welcome everybody. Thursday, Scotty's excited. This is one of his crushes. Of all the people that we've had on through the years, Laura, this is one of his biggest crushes.
Single time she's been on. Yeah. And I remember the time when she gave the phone number. You have been in love.
Well, she's just awesome.
She's a badass. Yeah. She plays great sci-fi characters. You probably know her from the Battlestar Galactica. And you might know her from... I know this isn't the Mandalorian theme song, but you get it.
Yep.
Katie Sackhoff. And I think she's going to be joining us here. Hold on one second. I'm going to press this button. And I believe Katie Sackhoff is going to join us. Katie, are you there? Maybe they're putting her through to us. Hello?
Good morning.
There you are. How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Let me just say, you won't remember because you've done a gazillion interviews, but we were one of the first, and like a long, long time ago when Battlestar Galactica first came out, and you,
oh my God,
you gave us your cell phone number.
And said, call us anytime
you
want.
Call me anytime.
And I just want you to know it was the toughest challenge ever to not call you 10 minutes later and go, hey.
Hi.
Hi. Remember me?
Oh, my God.
He was been so in love ever since. And yep. He's like, oh, she was so sweet. She just gave us her number.
Katie, this is
It's
Greg, Roadkill, Laura, and Kelly. We're up here in New England. And Roadkill, I got to say, we've been on the air for a long time. You're one of his biggest crushes.
Oh, my gosh. Bless you. That's so funny. And bless you for not calling me every 5 seconds. Yeah. That's cool.
It was tough. My job was threatened. Greg's like, listen, we don't need that getting out.
I said, no, you got to respect it. She was very, very nice. But
oh, my God. That's so funny. What a sweet little baby I was 25 years ago.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that, not in that perspective, but at the same thinking of it seems like a lifetime ago, though, doesn't it?
It does. God, yeah. I mean, it feels so weird to be talking about myself when I'm old enough now to be that person's mother.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, I would have been a real young mom, but I still, you know, absolutely. It's possible.
Yeah, yeah. Moms, when I was a kid, moms didn't look like you. But I'm just going to say that as the highest form of compliment. I just wanted to say that.
You know, yeah. I got to say, you know, there's been advancements in a lot of skincare.
Okay. Well, Katie, as we were talking before you came on, of course, you know, with Battlestar Galactica, Mandalorian, Longmire, all the things, now has the Katie Sackhoff Show podcast, not your first podcast, but it's kind of interesting how podcasts have become a direct way for you to connect with fans of yours, as well as the franchises from which you have been a part of. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's the truth. You know, diversification in this industry has become even a bigger thing since the rise of social media and streaming and all of these things. It's all encompassing now. But mine started, the Sackhoff Show really started as a YouTube channel, and it started before COVID and then continued through COVID. But I think what it morphed into was me craving conversations with my friends that I used to see on set or at sci-fi conventions. You know, you run into these people that you worked with 27 years ago that you haven't seen since. And you're like having these wonderful conversations. And then, you know, the goal was, can I create a safe space for my friends to open up the way that they do when we're just having a conversation and allow people to see that side of them. And I would say largely they all have. And I think that's, you know, that's really wonderful. And it's coming through on the show. And that's why people are really loving it.
I also think that it satisfies, I'm guessing this, Katie, because this is how I view myself differently, obviously, from the radio perspective, is you must have a natural curiosity when it comes to people.
I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. I love, and this is part of the reason why I became an actor, I love trying to figure out why people are the way they are.
Yeah.
And so as an actor, I dive into these personas of people and inhabit them and try and figure out why a person would be who they are. Mm-hmm. And then when I sit down with like Trisha Helfer or Simon Pegg or Edward James Olmos, and I have these conversations with people I've known for such a long time, I want to know why they are the way they are.
Yeah.
And I'm coming at them with an advantage of having them be some of my closest friends and people I've worked with and or just people that I've admired, you know, like, you know, I sit down with Quan Stewart, who was the CNN Hero of the Year. He's a street veterinarian. I had him on the show before he was CNN Hero of the Year.
Yeah.
And this guy is wonderful. And talking to him about the trials and tribulations of the daily life of being a veterinarian was so interesting to me.
Yeah.
So interesting to me. And then, of course, he goes out and he wins the CNN Hero of the Year, which is awesome. And that is a really great conversation. And it's not about the being a veterinarian per se. It's about life and who he is and the lessons he's learned through what he does for a living.
Yeah, and what makes him who he is, right? Like, I know we on this show, like, we have worked with Roadkill, the guy who crushes on you, for many years. We can't, we don't have a frigging clue as to why he is like he is. But he does have a question for you, actually, Katie.
Katie, take us take us back to when you got contacted about not only were you going to be actually playing Bo visually, you know, you voiced your character all along, and all of a sudden they say, hey, we want you to actually play Bo in The Mandalorian. Take us back to that day.
You know, it's super crazy. I had seen talk about conventions. I'd run into Dave Filoni, who we all know created Clone Wars. I'd run into Dave at a convention, and I'd heard of The Mandalorian. But as a joke, I decided to, you know, sort of, you know, for lack of a better phrase, take the piss out of a friend and joke about that Bo is still alive. And I feel like maybe she works in this and she is a Mandalorian. And I was just giving him a hard time, you know, and joking about my character coming into the Mandalorian, never dreaming it would actually happen, you guys. And I got a phone call a little while later saying that Jon Favreau wanted to sit down with me. And I was like, what is happening? And so I went to the meeting. It took me about 30 minutes to realize that my face was already in the previs for Bo-Katan on the walls around me. And I was like, oh my God, they're asking me if I want this job. I feel like I need to pay them. Like, this is crazy. And it was just, it was amazing. And then out of that became the hardest thing was to not tell my dad.
Yeah.
Because my dad would have told everyone on Facebook. And I had to lie to him for like a year. It was crazy.
Right, because your dad is going to be so proud. He ain't going to shut up about it.
And one of my favorites, one of my favorite stories, I hope it's true, with your dad is when you did the Chronicles of Riddick, you were going to be topless, and didn't he say which one? Because he didn't want you to show both.
Pretty close. You know, I called my dad. I found out that I was offered the role to play Dahl in Chronicles of Riddick, and the nudity was not negotiable. And I wasn't really comfortable with it because my dad gave me my love of film.
Sure.
I don't want to do a movie that my dad can't watch. That's crazy to me. Or be embarrassed to watch with my dad, let's be honest.
Right.
So I called him up. I was 30 years old at the time. I was not a child. And I called him up and I told him, and I was like, what do you think? And he said, well, you know, number one, it's just a boob. And number two, you're not 12, you know, or 50. You're not a child.
Right.
I think he said you're not 16, but you know, he's like, you're not a kid. You're a 30-year-old woman. No one's going to think that this is exploitive. Like, you just go and do the role and have fun, and I'll sit next to you and we'll watch it in the theater. And
I love about that, Katie, is it's just human, right? It's not like, because people don't, people don't think beyond the screen. You know what I mean? They don't think about these things in real life and how you have to deal with them. And that's part of one of the questions I want to ask is the obsession, right? Like the obsession with, you know, the franchises, Galactica, Riddick or whatever, you know, Star Wars, obviously, Mandalorian.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is, I would think it's intimidating.
Yeah, I mean, at times, yes. I think that stepping into the Star Wars community and fandom on a level outside of animation was something that was definitely daunting to me. I was a little terrified. You know, and I think at the end of the day, you take the good with the bad. You know, we're all aware of the bad because it makes the news. But you take the good, which is the large majority of the fandom is so supportive, and they just want to see Star Wars. And the fact that you're in it just makes them love you. Yeah. And that is the wonderful thing about science fiction and the Star Wars community, is just how supportive they've been of me and my career. And, you know, I'm just so blessed.
I think of, you know, you talking about the natural curiosity that you have with your friends and people that you've worked with and questions that you want to know. Did any of that grow out of you being asked so many questions throughout the years? Or were you always like that, even since as a kid?
I think so. I think what it comes out of as an actor is that, you know, I think at our core, we're all open and honest people. And when I say we're all, I'm talking about actors, I'm talking about public people. We're all very open and honest with our friends. We're not open and honest 100% in public, because there is a judgment aspect. You do have to be careful what you say in front of people, not because you're worried you're going to say something wrong, but because, you know, you never want to offend anybody. And we have a much larger stage. And so I think the goal has been with my friends, ask them questions I'm curious about. But if they call me right afterwards and say, hey, I'm not ready to tell that story, I don't know if I want people to know that part of me yet. And I say, great, let's cut it out.
Yeah.
I'm not here to put something out that you're not comfortable with, because I have to maintain privacy.
Yeah.
And I also, for myself as well as other people, I want people to know who I am, but I also am very private about certain things of my life. You
have to realize that when you're doing something like what you're doing, and also to some degree what we're doing, you have to serve more than just yourself, or else you won't be doing
absolutely.
It
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. And also, you know, in Star Wars, I'm an ambassador of Star Wars and a company, and that is also my job. You know,
I know we only got a little bit more. Scotty, I'll give you the last question, because you deserve it, buddy.
Are we gonna see you under the helmet again in the near future?
The question I can't answer. You know, you never know.
Okay,
you never know. She isn't dead.
This is the way.
That's enough for him. It will sustain him. It will sustain him. Yep. Katie, we always enjoy you, and we always love it when you can join us. Thank you. You're awesome, and we wish you can. The Sackhoff Show, by the way, available wherever you can get a podcast. Look for it there, and you can listen to Katie's Sackhoff Show. Great to talk to you again, as always, Katie. Thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Appreciate
you too. Take care. Bye-bye. She's on a schedule there. Schedule. She's just nice.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's just... And it's fun to see, having been on the air so long, that trajectory, right? Battlestar Galactica was big. That was when it was popular. Yep. And then she got bigger.
Absolutely.
You know, crazy. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know.
I need a towelette.
Oh, yeah. I will tell you.
The grocery store.
I will tell you that.
She had a really soothing voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hit the wall.
She did an interview last week or whenever. Scotty was showing me an interview where she said she broke down the number of the percentage of fans and how they behave, and she said 2% of them just want me to sit on their face.
They want her to talk like, you know, Bo. Yeah, they want this, they want that. She goes, and 2%, they just want me to sit on their face.
That's too funny. All right, well, we're switching gears. I don't know how Laura's going to be. She was out late last night at the Teddy Swim Show. She's tired, but she's got deals for you, baby. Deals.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Yep. Now Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Cause Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, shoppers. Buzz. How are we doing, everybody? Hey, let me just tell you, special day today here in the market. We got Laura J. Boyce fresh from the concert last night. And let me tell you, she goes to a concert better than anybody. I don't think anybody's better at going to concerts than Laura. Stays up all night, works hard. She's dragging ass today. But she's going to bring you a spectacular cooking on a budget for you here. Say hello when you're cruising through the market down in aisle 7. Kelly Brown's in the baby food. He loves that. He loves the fresh squeezed plum baby food that he's got all over his face and his friggin' smock. He can't keep clean. His fingers aren't doing things they ain't supposed to be doing. Also down in the dog food aisle, ladies and gentlemen, stop by and say hello to Scott McMullen. 27th year with the company. He's been fired 7 times. They keep taking him back. And I think it's because somebody's got some dirty pictures of Joe, the manager. But right now, let's swing on down to the frozen food aisle because it's the coldest in the store. And that's just the way we like that sundress shoppers. Say hello to Laura Boyce and cooking on a budget.
Okay, Greg, let's start with you at Hannaford this week. Made in store North Atlantic lobster meat on a brioche roll. Fresh lobster rolls, $9.99. Hannaford makes them fresh.
And there I know you go.
You can swing in Hannaford on your way home and grab one.
I might.
Yeah.
I might.
When I saw this deal, I might go get one for later. Looking awesome, pretty good. $10. Kelly, your beer sales of the week. Beck's Red Stripe Moosehead and Friday Beers, which I've never heard of Friday Beers.
Neither have I.
$11.99 for the 12 packs at Market Basket. And also your Shipyard Pumpkin Head. Already
early,
out.
A little early.
Yeah. Shed, Smutty Nose, and Lord Hobo, $14.99. I told you I've been stocking up on my Sam Summers and seasonal packs. In last week, I went in to get...
No Sam Summers?
I got the last 3 12 packs in my local one, and the rest was all, you know, the fall beers. Yep. Bums me out because it's still August, people. Roadkill, sweet of the week. Head over to Market Basket. You can get your M&Ms, your Snickers, and your Twix ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. $2 for $5. So for $2.50, you can get yourself, it's, you know, the big tub of it.
I like myself a big tub of
it. M&Ms, Twix, or Snickers? What are you going for?
I kind of like the Snickers. Yeah.
Well, you can go grab it for $2.50. Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week at Market Basket. They have the Utz Variety Pack, 10 count, $4.99. And now we'll head over to Hannaford, where your sales end on Saturday. Whole bone and pork butt, 99 cents a pound. Johnsonville Dinner Sausage, $3.99. Large cooked cocktail shrimp, $6.99 a pound. We have Hannaford Medium Shell on Shrimp, raw, $4.99 a pound. We have your Sweet Jersey Peaches, $1.29 a pound. Green Seedless Grapes, $1.99 a pound. Your Hannaford Seedless Watermelon Quarters or Halves, only 69 cents a pound. Tillamook Ice Cream, $4.49. Utz Potato Chips, $2 for $5. Your Catelli Meatloaf Mix, $5.99. Buy one, get one free. If it cools down a little, I might make myself a meatloaf. I do little meatloaf muffins, and then I use... mashed potatoes and put a little frosting on top.
Oh, yeah.
I think I made them
pretty damn good.
We had meatloaf last night, a little turkey meatloaf last night. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the meatloaf mix, so you're getting your pork and your beef. 80% lean ground beef, $3.99 a pound. Your boneless New York sirloin steak, $6.99 a pound. Family pack marinated sirloin steak tips. They've been doing this all summer long. Thank you, Hannaford, for doing it, $9.99 a pound. Your Haas avocados or mangoes, $5 for $5. Sweet corn. And Hannaford works with a lot of local farms to bring in the corn, $5 for $2. Alfresco chicken sausage, $3.99, and your Thomas's English muffins, $2 for $5. Now we're head over to Aldi, where your sales began on Wednesday. Fresh 85% lean organic grass-fed ground beef, $3.99 a pound. California red grapes, $1.29 a pound. Blueberries, $1.89. Cantaloupe, $1.99. Navel oranges, $2.99 for a 3-pound bag. Mini cucumbers, $1.69. Fresh pork belly. I love pork belly. I know it's not good. You're just grilling up some fat, but put that on the black zone and you can caramelize it and make it so good. That is $2.99. Boneless chicken thighs, $2.29 a pound. Fresh pork ribs, $1.79 a pound. And 80% lean ground beef, $3.79 a pound. Now we'll head over to Shaw's, where your sales start on Friday. The For You sale, where you need the app. The fresh ground beef, 80% lean, or Shady Brook Farms ground turkey, only $2.77 a pound. Beef T-bone steak, $6.97 a pound. Your peaches, plums, and nectarines, $1.77 a pound. Norwegian prime salmon fillets, $7.97 a pound. Nabisco snack sandwich, goldfish crackers, or Keebler cookies, Cape Cod potato chips, Snyder's pretzels, only $1.97. Sargento shredded, sliced, or balanced breaks, $1.97. Kellogg's cereal, $1.97. Signature Select pizza, $2.97. Hellman's mayonnaise jar or squeezed mayo, $3.97. And your Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, 18 packs, $11.99 with your $5 digital rebate.
Woo!
other deals. We have your broccoli, crowns, your eggplant, green beans, green and yellow squash, 99 cents a pound. Cooked shrimp, $7.99 a pound, must buy 2 pounds. Oscar Mayer bacon and turkey bacon, $3.99. Your refreshed spring water, 24-pack, or your Polar Seltzerade 8-pack, $2.77. Lay's potato chips, Sun chips, Ruffles, or Doritos, $2.49 each. Must buy 3, limit you to 3. Thomas's English muffins, buy one package, get 2 free, including the raisin, which Greg loves.
I love raisins.
Friendly's ice cream or novelties, $2.77. Progresso soups, only $1.99. And your petite sirloin steaks, $5.99 a pound. Now we'll go over to Market Basket, where your sales will start on Sunday. We have your boneless pork chops, $2.49 a pound. Beef top round roast, $3.99 a pound. Your marinated chicken skewers, $6.99 a pound. And they have a variety of different flavors. My favorite is a Gold Rush chicken, but they also have a Jamaican and a steakhouse, lemon pepper, and more. Bella Farms frozen chicken wings, only $5.99 for the 3-pound bag. Pepperidge Farm swirl bread, Greg, $2 for $5.
Gotta love it.
Prince Pasta, $5 for $5. Land O'Lakes cheddar bars, $2 for $4 with 4 varieties. Bright Farm salads, $2 for $5. And your eggplant and zucchini squash, 99 cents a pound. Recipes for the week, we have your Mexican ground turkey skillet. You would like this, Greg, because you love your ground turkey.
I do.
Mix it with some chopped jalapenos, some zucchini, summer squash, tomatoes, black beans, corn. Mix it all together. You can serve it over some white rice or some cauliflower rice. Make it healthy. And for camping season, I have a ham and cheese hash recipe. I love hash. Why not throw some ham in this time instead of some corned beef? Yummy.
So you made it.
Put some over easy eggs on top.
Your eyes were almost completely shut.
You did that. It was very impressive. She was asleep.
I didn't even.
She was honestly, I shit you not, she's been asleep for like last 5 minutes and you still crushed it.
I really just hit a wall. I gotta get.
Whoo. Good for you. Go home. Relax, girl.
I gotta go to the grocery store before I go home and the liquor store.
Yeah.
But then I will nap.
Yep. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us for the Buzz 24/7. And we will see you tomorrow at 5:30.